In the first part of the 19th century, nationalism reached Iceland with a message that each nation should form its own separate state. At the same time, democracy was forging its way into Europe, so the formation of the nation-state and the first steps of democratic development went hand in hand. In 1845, Icelanders got an advisory parliament, a new Althingi in Reykjavik. 3 years later, the absolute monarchy of the king was abolished in Denmark, and it was now expected that Icelanders would get substantial self-government in a new, democratic administrative system. To organise it, a special constitutional convention called the National Assembly was held in 1851 in Iceland. At that time, however, conservative forces had come to power in Denmark, and there seemed little hope of making an agreement with the nationalistic and liberal Icelanders led by Jón Sigurðsson, who was an Icelandic grammarian residing in Copenhagen. In the wake came 2 decades of haggling on the matter. In 1874, a compromise was finally reached. Iceland received a separate constitution conferring legislative powers on the Althingi. Nevertheless, from then on, governmental power was in the hands of the ministers of the Danish government. Only about half of adult males had the right to vote, so that democracy was still limited. Fisheries increased. Decked ships began to be used for fishing that could go farther and fish longer each year than was possible in open rowboats. The decked ships enabled people to engage in fisheries as their main work. Nevertheless, more fish was always caught in rowboats than on deck ships. People in the countryside engaged in more trade than before, and farmers established a cooperative movement for their commerce. All of this increased the number of jobs in urban areas. By the end of the century, 80% of the nation still lived in the countryside, most of them in grass-roofed sod farmhouses. In the latter part of the 19th century, Icelanders were swept along in the wave of emigration to America, which had then gone on for decades from some European countries. Between 1870 and 1914, about 15,000 Icelanders moved permanently to North America. The majority of them settled in Canada, and Winnipeg in Manitoba became the biggest settlement of immigrants from Iceland.